You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is Debbie Laux, and you're listening to the Horsemanship Radio. Thanks for joining us. Horsemanship Radio airs on the 1st and the 15th of the month, and it's brought to you by Hands On Gloves, the all-in-one shedding, grooming, bathing gloves. Monty Roberts' certified instructor, Manjeev Chowdhury, became the first instructor in all of Asia in 2019, and Manjeev travels to train both people and horses using join-up and other Monty Roberts methods and has been applying them to facilitate converting ex-race horses, as well as his local indigenous breed, the Marari horse, into playing polo. He also focuses on training students and grooms and is offering courses in Monty's concepts. Now listen in. Do you dream of a stronger bond with your equine partner, of clearer communication and a deeper understanding? Well, welcome to Horsemanship Radio, sponsored by Hands On Gloves. We bring you expert insights and practical advice for intelligent horsemanship. From foundation training to advanced riding, we cover topics essential for every horse enthusiast. Learn how to truly connect, improve your skills, and foster a happier horse while you groom with your Hands On Gloves today. Well, I got a moment to sit down with Manjeev Chowdhury. And he has been an amazing rock around our institution called the Monty Roberts International Learning Center. The students love him, and I'm glad to have you back. And I'm glad to have you imparting, because you have this soft way about you, but also you demand actually action and respect from your interns and your students in such a nice way. How do you get away with that?
You know what? First of all, thank you very much. And it's a pleasure to be here. I love to teach, especially learn from Monty. Every time I come here, that's the most important thing, why I come here. And then teaching interns, I think it's important to understand what is respect and what is demand, because we work with horses and we need to understand that you cannot demand anything from them. You just pay respect and then they respect back to you. So this is a very small and basic formula, which we're going to use it with our horses when we work with the horse.
So you've been working with a lot of horses in the last little bit here that you've been, yeah? And we have warm bloods and we have all kinds of horses. What has been your thrust teaching this time?
I think I taught this introductory course and the different sets of mindset which I got. Some of them I saw myself because I started when I had no experience with horses. Some of them came with a lot of experience. But how they come together on the same platform, because the concept is new. And then when the concept makes sense to them, they all speak the same language. So that was fantastic. Working with horses were good too, but the horses are all experienced. We don't teach them much. Right. We just learn from them. But while learning, it was amazing to see, like, with a lot of experience or less experience, doesn't matter. When you start learning something new, it is all the same. Mm-hmm. That was the best part of my teaching here.
So it's a leveling process, even though I know you had a professional jockey as one of your students, and then you had people who probably hadn't worked with horses much at all.
No. So there are students here, those who are studied in big institutes of equine sciences and behavior from Europe, mm-hmm. a celebrity jockey. She's been, I think, born on the racehorse. Mm-hmm. And then cowboys, they're doing 100, 200 Mustang work day in, day out. So yeah, it's a lot of combination. And there are some people, those who never been around horses because they thought they like horses and they want to change the career. They were working in music and now they want to work with horses and understand and do some yoga around horses. So it was quite a nice mix.
That's what I love about horses, right? I mean, look what that does. Such a breadth too of different disciplines and different interests that people have. And you seem to manage that pretty well. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. You've got a little bit of a horsey background, but you're from?
I'm from India and I've got no horse background. Nobody in my family has ever touched a horse before I. And I started 10 years ago with Monty's concept when I was 32. And that was the first time I was standing with the horse in the round pen. It was quite something. Mm-hmm. I teach every student, you know what? When you say I'm worried, I get it. Because I was once like you, standing right in the middle of the round pen and I had no idea what I'm doing. I took 1 year to pick up the hind leg of a horse. Mm. So I have no shame to say that, because you all have to start somewhere. You have to fight your own fear. Mm-hmm. And then only you can excel in your whatever career you want to pursue.
Well, that begs the question of why. Why did you want to do that?
You know what? To be honest, I had no idea. I started playing Apollo a little bit in Singapore with my wife. She pushed me into. I didn't want her to go. But then somehow I liked the horses. The connection was there. I played some hockey in my life before. So Apollo made sense to me, sitting on a horse, swinging the hockey. And I was able to connect a little bit here and there. So I thought I'm going to be a professional Apollo player. Mm-hmm. So that got me hooked on. And she said, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to ask him to come for something else. And she took me here to Monty's place. And then the rest of the history. It's been 10 years and I'm stuck and she's out. But I love it.
That's right. She's not here. You're here.
She like participated. She managed to make sure that I do not quit in the middle because she supported me till advanced student because she's also an advanced student. But then she said, you know, we don't need to instruct in one house. Anyways, we fight a lot over horses. It's a problem. If you have two people working in the same place, you have a different opinion. Mm-hmm. So she said, no, you don't need to be to instructor. You go ahead. And I know my horses. I understand Monty's concept. I keep working. I don't need to teach anybody. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to learn for myself and the horses. So I do it. Mm-hmm. You go ahead. Mm-hmm. But she's jealous.
And she's a little bit jealous you're over here. And we're so lucky to have you. I'm so happy you said yes. So if somebody was to go to Jaipur, right, mm-hmm. where you are?
Yes.
What would the experience be?
I think it's northwest of India, and Jaipur is a state of Rajasthan, which is very rich in culture, food, color, heritage, you name it, and it's a horsey place. I would say this state is a place from where Marwari horses come from, which is Indian famous indigenous horses. Mm-hmm. So a lot of horse culture, a lot of animal culture, national parks, and a lot to learn. Most important thing, it has international airport.
Aha, yeah.
This direct
critical
connectivity. And people understand when you say Jaipur, because Jaipur is a famous city. A lot of people understand what it is. It's also called as a pink city. Everything is like painted pink.
Mm, the pink city. How'd that get started?
You know, it was the color which they used during the time of kings, like 1400, 1500 century. So they had a different city. So they wanted to differentiate the city color. So they are city of lakes. We got next to Jaipur, which has 10 lakes in it. Then there's a blue city because the city was painted in blue color. This was the pink city. So this is how they've been differentiated from the history.
That's interesting. I guess it's like Greece. It's always known for their white,
Santorini.
Blue. Santorini. So the experience, I've always heard that India is like a sensory overload. Why is that?
It's an emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want to quit that place as soon as possible. And then the next minute, something's going to happen and you're going to be so surprised. This happens here. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, a lot of people there. You don't have a personal space. People get overwhelmed sometime. And a lot of time what people make mistake is they don't plan where to go, how to go. When they go, it's not any other country where you just go onto the street. Because as I said, there's no personal space. Mm-hmm. If you go to the streets and heavy market, it's going to be polluted and populated. Mm-hmm. So just be very careful where you go and you plan before. So different cities are there, different places are there. Not all the time tourist spots are supposed to be as you think it is, mm-hmm. because too many people, that makes it very overwhelming. So
if I'm not a Apollo player, but I do love horses and I'd love to take the introductory course, you offer that?
Rajasthan, you have the place, Jaipur, and I'm right there.
Okay.
So I have a student coming all over Asia. I have a next course coming up in the month of September. Malaysian people are coming in.
Oh, good.
And
where else are you going?
So far in the pipeline, there are three different countries are in discussion, including Mauritius, Kenya, and Saudi Arabia.
That's fabulous. So you're getting these concepts spread out over
definitely. And I'm going back to Switzerland next month. Mm-hmm. So there is also sometimes I see people and they have certain things to learn. And I spread concept as many as possible
everywhere.
And as wherever I can go. And people are very interested because they all know about Monty and they just somehow didn't get the chance. So they're not fortunate enough to come and visit him here. Mm-hmm. But now we are 70 of us. We can spread and go and see.
I love that. I know. I love that. What do you think you impart to students the best? What do you think people know you for the best?
I think my principle straight away, because what I say, I tell people, I will not treat your or train your animal for you. Mm-hmm. I will train you so that you're responsible for your animals. That's what I teach everybody. You know what? You can train a horse, But how long is that horse going to have a good life until the handler is not being trained well? So if you train handlers and people, so you need to make sure that wherever whomsoever is looking after the horse, he needs to be either the staff or the owner, rider, whomsoever is looking after that animal. They need to be educated first. Mm-hmm. And if you can start making change there, then we can help horses.
That's good. Yeah. So many people, you hand the horse back and you wonder, boy, you wonder what's going to happen to this horse. Is it going to go back to the same thing?
After 1 month, you come back and they say, you know what, the horse has gone back to the same habit. Mm. It's not a horse, it's you.
Yeah.
You never change.
Look
at
the
horse is going up and down. It's so confusing for a poor animal.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody was just getting into the Monty Roberts concepts and they are thinking about certified, what would you say to them?
I think this is the best thing. I tell you, like, this is the fortunate thing that happened to me because I never had any learning before coming to Monty. So I didn't have to unlearn anything.
Yeah, good.
That's what I see here. So a lot of students, they come here and they have learned from some source or education or social media things which are not right. But it's become their habit. Now they have to unlearn and then learn a new thing. So that sometimes is a very difficult thing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to start, I think this is the very best beginning you can give it to yourself. Mm-hmm. You want to learn something from the scratch beginning and the right. So you don't have to worry about it ever again to change it.
You're really good at assessing the videos too. And I think that's an interesting part of the certification is that now this group that just took the intro course, you just handed out 6 certificates for the exams. Those people have to now go home and submit, I don't know, dozens of videos. And is it like do you like judge them? Or what? When you look through that lens, what's going on?
I think it's very interesting when you see different people working in a very different way, but you understand to what level you need to go to explain your point. And when you see too many different students submitting a video, you learn yourself because then you understand how can I make it better and make the student understand the concept because you're not there. Mm-hmm. You have to write it or explain it in a way that it makes sense to them and they do correct thing. Mm-hmm. So that is what I love about assessing the videos because it also plays a part of what I had it in my life before because I worked for hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to keep looking at what's happening in the restaurants, bars, in the hotels. So that kind of observation helps me here.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife says sometimes you are an OCD, but I think that works with horses a lot.
I think so too. I think that is your superpower, is powers of observation. And you know what? I say that about Dad too. I really think he can read a horse really well. And it starts with powers of observation.
100%. Yes. I think horse work, I think 50% you have to see the horse. As Monty says, read your horse. Equipment and your procedure comes later.
Yeah.
If you know the horse, you can go ahead with it and the horse will tell you.
Ah, that's very good, Manjeev. Thank you so much for your time and for your being here and for producing great students and happy students.
I am very happy to spread concept of Monty because this is something I feel and I believe in. I would not do something which I don't believe in. And if I believe in, I will not stop. I will say all these things till the time I am working with horses. Even if I'm not working with horses, I will keep spreading because I don't have anything to think or hide. Because there's something which everybody should have. Mm. Knowledge is important.
It is. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If today's conversation resonated with you, know that this is just the beginning. You can dive even deeper into Monty's world through our online university. Explore upcoming events and discover a wealth of other valuable resources. Just visit MontyRobertsUniversity.com/library to start your journey.